Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Wow. Monkey.
I want to play that again. You ready?
Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Wow. Monkey.
Lou, you gotta make us some more of these.
I fucking love Nicole's laugh.
Yeah.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 212. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And Nicole was not here because she's a See You Next Tuesday.
Yes, she is.
And
she
if was... you're not aware what a See You Next Tuesday is, that would be, Julian.
Spell it out phonetically. C, U, N for next, and T for Tuesday.
Which is cunt. You're a cunt.
That's not here.
That's not here. She was. People were asking for her today, actually.
She was supposed to be here at 5.
Yes, she was.
But no.
No.
She didn't feel like it.
No, ma'am. She was sick. She has the swine flu.
Oh, swine flu. I'm scared.
Oink, oink.
All right, you talk for a second. I need to tell Trucker Alex that we just now started.
Okay, I'll talk for a second. How about our neighbors, the barbecue nuts?
Good.
Our... smoking some baby back ribs today. The smell is wafting over to our house and making us hungry as hell. Fortunately, they have invited us over to eat. So as soon as we're done with this recording, we're going to go over there and get our grub on. He gave me a little taste.
What's the name of his business?
Smoking Taters. Well, their last name is Tate. So
that's fine. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. That's
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of like Britney, if you CK me.
Mm-hmm.
Smart one, Tates.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was just telling Trucker Alex that I will be over to see him soon, because he's actually in Lakeland. So we're going to go hang out and chill, and he's going to give me a lot of porn. Can't wait!
You could never
He said
have...
he's already started to put it on CDs to get an early start.
Never have too
I was
much
like,
porn.
Oh, porn on CDs, yes.
not VHS.
I was telling... Chris and Julian yesterday, or last night actually, that I have this the good thing about the computer that I have is I have the porn all on a on a hard disk in the office, and with my laptop I can stream it over so I can watch it while I'm in the bedroom, which that's kind of gross because I really don't watch porn, so yeah. I get it for other people.
Yeah, he doesn't watch porn, and he doesn't do anything while he's watching it in the bedroom.
Mm-mm. It's all for entertainment value because I like to watch them and their fake acting.
Oh, would you like this cream delivery?
Oh, I just spilt my cream all over your face.
Would you like me to get that for you?
Brown chicken, brown cow. Brown chicken, brown cow. So, it's been a eventful week. I had my final exams.
Yeah, some better than others.
Yeah, let's just start it out with international management.
Get right to
I had a solid, you know, like 87 in the class, and I got a solid F on the exam, so it brought me down to a good old 73.
Woohoo!
C is for me. But I did get a 94 on my Spanish exam.
Yeah, that's very good. It's mainly so he can pick up Latino men.
Well, that's the... Yeah, because you have to communicate with the ones that you can't really talk with.
Yeah, because I, Poppy, doesn't always
no,
cut it.
No. Or me, Poppy, or... take good...
Just a, yeah.
Me gusta tu pinga.
Grande.
Me gusta tu grande pinga. But I speak Spanish, y'all.
You and half the state of Florida.
Yeah. Well, according to the professor, we're speaking at a 4-year-old's Latin child's language right now.
Mira. Mira, papi.
Papi, mommy.
Nice.
So what else has been up?
Let's see. Oh, God. You know, I should have wrote a list.
We have a list. Should we just start with
well,
it?
Well, I'll throw in the my dog park trip yesterday. I took my greyhound to the dog park for the first time and let him play with the other big dogs. And there was a Great Dane there that they played. And
that dog was huge.
I honestly thought Aniko was going to be the biggest dog there, but
no.
No.
No, ma'am.
That frickin'
you don't always have the biggest one, Julian.
Yeah. It's one of its paws were like as big as Simba's head.
And I meant dog. And yeah. When I say dog, I mean weenie well, dog.
You know, I do have a great big dog.
I know very well about that, but we won't go there.
Right.
So, what else?
Oh, God. There's probably plenty that I can't think of right now.
Yeah, we've been kind of busy this week.
Yeah.
Like, and junk and stuff.
And junk. Oh, did you put the DQ on the list?
Yes, I did put the DQ on the list.
Well, so we'll get to that.
Like, I want to talk about, this is something that we left off from the last show, and which funny is because we met this person today.
Right.
At the mall, my friend Jason, who is my straight friend, and
that calls you his fag friend.
Yeah, and I just want to ask people about that. So, all right, so I have a few straight friends that are like straight redneck friends, but they truly are good friends to me. But they always, like, call me their fag friend. So, one time, I was out on a date. Well, not really a date, but, like, meeting this guy as a friend. Because nothing happened. Because he was kind of ugly.
That's why nothing happened.
And he kind of, like, spoke some weird, I don't know, Louisiana talk.
You want some gumbo and a blowjob?
Something like that. So we went out and we were going to go hang out with Jason and a couple other friends. Kevin was there.
Right.
And so we started out eating. Everything was fine. And then we went over to Wally's.
Mm-hmm.
So we all started to drink. And then Jason introduced me to one of his other friends, which I knew already. But he goes, oh, this is my fag friend, Ricky. And I'm like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Well... Oh, my God.
Louisiana boy didn't like that?
No, he did not. And continued to, like, make a scene in the pool hall.
Straight
then,
pool hall.
Yeah. Then went out into the parking lot and was screaming and yelling about how I was a bigot and how he cannot believe he lets people treat me like that. And blah, 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 blah. And I was like, dude, okay, you know what? If you would have just came up to me and said, you know what, I really don't appreciate your friends, like, talking that way, I could have said something.
Right.
But if you don't tell me, I don't know.
Instead of making a big
faggot
scene.
Oh, God. It was, like, we had to leave because we were probably going to get fucked with, like,
Don't you just hate shady faggots and their drama?
Yeah.
You know?
So, I just want to ask the listeners and other podcasters, do you think it's inappropriate for my friends to talk with me that way? Even though I'm accepting of it and it's fine with me and I know they don't mean any harm from it.
I mean, I've never had a straight friend that referred to me that way, but then again, most of my friends are gay.
Right.
So.
And most of my friends are straight. I don't have a lot of gay friends because they turn into cunty bitches. Or they turn into see you next Tuesdays.
Well, most of my gay friends are attached. So
yeah, but even the attached ones can get a little crazy.
I don't hang around with those types. You know, the ones that are all drama all the time.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I haven't been able to meet anyone like that, so.
You just gotta look. They're out there.
I mean, I don't know. Is that a bad thing? I mean.
You know, if it doesn't bother you and they know it doesn't bother you, then I don't see a problem with it. If they had said it and you said, you know, that's
don't
not.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. And if they had continued to do it, then that'd be a problem.
Right.
So.
So, I don't know. Call in and give your opinion and tell me what you think.
That's, you know, that's what I think. I personally would have to say, you know what, dude, nah. I'm your friend or not. I'm not your fag friend.
Right. Okay. Well, I call him my fat friend, as you can see what I did at the mall.
Yeah.
I was like, good God, you've gotten fat. And then he poked at me like I was the Pillsbury Doughboy.
He was a healthy boy.
He was very healthy, wasn't he? Did you see his eyes?
Yeah.
He's got some cute eyes.
He didn't remind me a whole lot of Chris, though.
Well, just their baldness.
There's a lot of bald
facial
guys
hair.
Out there.
Just their facial
There's
hair.
There's a lot
and
of bald
eyes.
Guys with goatees out there.
Well, I'm not all the way bald. That's good.
I wouldn't talk about you. I'm just saying there's a lot of bald guys with
no,
goatees.
No, this is about me.
Duh. Oh, it's always about you. Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. What was I thinking?
Duh.
And we're back to Ricky.
Less about listeners, more about me.
It never really left, did it?
No. All right, DQ, go ahead.
Oh, God. Well, my man Chris last night, he wanted to go to the Dairy Queen and get some fattening stuff, so...
And you're like, ugh, fat.
No, I'm like, that sounds good. So, anyway, we asked Ricky if he'd like to go, too, and he's like, yeah, sure, why not? So we go to the closest one to our house, and I've never been inside this. I've always been through the drive-thru. But we go inside, and, you know, Ricky had already said, watch everybody that works there be, like, 16 and pimply and stupid. So,
because I worked at Dairy Queen for 10 years, and I fucking know.
So, lo and behold, we walk in, everybody was 16, pimply, and stupid. So, we all order. They made Chris's the right way, but or made him the right thing, but...
Had a little bit too many strawberries on it.
Yeah. Ricky's...
Mine was perfect.
They got right. I ordered a chocolate malt. To you who just people who do not know what that is, it's chocolate ice cream, milk,
and
malt
powder.
This dumbass put the ice cream in the cup, went to the blender or mixer, whatever it is, mixed it up, and put a lid on it, gave it to me. So I get to the table, and I'm like trying to suck through the straw, and I'm like,
we didn't even make it to the table.
No, my forehead started collapsing trying to suck through the straw. And I, you know, I've always considered myself to have a pretty strong suction, but. You know, this shit was not coming through the straw. So I opened it up. Ricky looks at it. He's like, there's no milk in that. So we take it back up the counter. And Ricky's like, dude, there's no
milk. And I totally spoke to him like his own language. Like, I wasn't rude.
No.
I was like, yo, hey, dude, you know, I don't know if you made this right because I don't think there's any milk or malt in it. It just looks like ice cream. He's trying to suck it out of the straw and it's not coming out.
Right.
Can you make me another one? It's all cool, dude.
So, yeah, this... Husky boy with man boobs.
Who was new.
Obviously. Does the same goddamn thing again. Puts ice straight ice cream in the fucking cup, goes to the mixer, mixes it, and hands it back to us. So this time we got all the way to the table, and I'm like sucking and...
You've never sucked when nothing came out, huh?
I know. What's the point of sucking if you can't get to the good stuff? Anyway... Anyway, no, the straw's like collapsing on itself, and so I open the lid, pull the straw out, taste it, no malt either. So we go back up to the counter, and Ricky's like, ma'am, trying to flag a different employee
down. Because she looked a little older, and I think she was a manager.
Yeah.
I think she was like 18 and a half.
So one of the other employees are finally like...
The other employee who was a stereotypical...
Black
guy.
Queen. Yeah, go figure. He wasn't as bad as the one at Checkers,
no.
But still.
He was like, yeah, he was Queenie.
Yeah. So anyway, he looks at the chubby boy that made our stuff, and he's like, hey, so-and-so, if you're not going to make it right, don't make it at all.
I'm tired of making his shit all the time.
And then, like, throws the milkshake in the garbage can right next to him.
Oh, you mean the chocolate ice cream in a cup.
Yeah, where it, like, bangs real loud, and we're like, somebody got their ass in trouble. So, finally, the Queenie Black guy made it, and it was right, but this Dairy Queen was a fucking nightmare.
It was ghetto, and it's not even ghetto in the ghetto part of town.
No, it's in a nice part of town, and it's obviously... Obvious old. That they don't take care of it. They don't clean properly. You could see where the roof had been leaking and the wallpaper was peeling off the wall from the water damage. There was like you know, sprinkles all over the counter, and it was just not clean.
What did I tell you when I first walked in there?
I smell soured ice cream.
Right.
Yeah.
Because what happened, I worked at Dairy Queen for 10 years, and I know what that shit smells like. And if you do not mop or clean the machines correctly, you smell it.
Yeah.
And to the average person, they don't know that.
Right.
You know, they just smell ice cream.
Yeah.
But when I walked in, I was like, oh, God, they're using, like, they're not even cleaning out their mop bucket or something. Mm-hmm. You know, I could, all I could smell was sour milk.
Yeah, I could like, if you go into a restaurant or somewhere where they've used a dirty mop, I can smell that.
Oh, God, that's nasty.
I can smell that, but I can't tell sour ice
cream.
Oh,
I could smell it. So that was the DQ story. Let's go to gay Mormons.
Yeah, I knew
so that. I'll let Julian set it up. Well, I mean, you saw the reaction that I had.
Yeah, well, I'll get to the reaction part and let you take over from there.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy I'm seeing happens to be Mormon. Although he's not really a practicing Mormon. He was raised Mormon and I guess is in some kind of group for gay Mormons.
Gay Mormon group.
Yeah. So Ricky was eating when he told him this, and Ricky's like, half choking on his food. He's like, excuse me? What'd you say?
I was like, wait, what did you just say? Because I thought you said that there were gay Mormons, and I thought that all those were, like, stoned to death. But I literally almost choked on my food and had to stop eating and look around.
I don't know what it was, but I'm guessing fried chicken.
No, it was Chinese food.
No. Well,
how dare you?
I could have been 50-50.
Yeah, that's a 50-50 chance.
Mm-hmm.
50-50 chance that it's fried chicken.
Yeah.
Because I love me some fried chicken.
Right.
So I'm like, wait. You're telling me there is a group of people. What do you say it was called?
Oh, shit.
Not Alliance. I forget the name of it. But it's a group of gay Mormons who still practice the Mormon religion, except for they're gay.
Right, right.
And I was like, in shock.
Affirmation?
Affirmation,
yes,
something.
Yeah.
And I was like in shock. I was like, what? I hope he didn't get insulted by that, because I literally laughed in his face when he told me.
No, he did not get insulted by that.
So I was, Nicole and I went to eat last night, and I was telling her about it, and she was like, what? There are gay Mormons? I was like, yeah, I know. I reacted the same way. But, you know, she could tell you her part, but she's to see you next Tuesday, and she can't be here because she doesn't feel good.
Mm-mm. She's...
So,
sick.
If you're, like, a gay Mormon, can you, like, call and let us know how that works? Because I'm not for sure.
And tell us about it.
I don't know if I should really go into my high school friend. I don't know. Let's go over a few more topics and I'll think about it.
Okay.
Email on table.
Email on table. What is an email on a table?
Starbucks email on table.
Oh, this is a good one. I forgot about this. So much has happened.
You were so excited, aren't you?
Yes, I totally forgot about it. Had you not brought it up, I would have been dazed. I need to start keeping my own list up in case you don't bring this shit up. So when the doorbell rings at 12:30 at night and wakes my ass up.
How dare you?
And wakes my ass up, I will write it down. I'm like, Ricky, trick, 12:30, ringing doorbell.
Okay, here's a story, people. I was at Starbucks, and this was like 5 or 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I was at Starbucks down near, down where Kmart used to be. That Starbucks in the public shopping center.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lake Merriam.
Yeah.
It's Lou.
Oh. Okay.
Hold on for a second. Lou?
Ricky?
Hey, we're recording. Say hi to everyone.
Damn it, I thought I was going to miss that. Hi, everyone. I'm in Lakeland.
Are you now?
Okay,
besides that.
You could go to, like, the downtown area and show them that stuff.
Yeah. Hey, do you know, is there a pool hall around here? That's all I I guess I have to ask you.
Yeah, there's one, it's called Wally's. It's on Main Street, but I don't know the address. If you go onto Main Street and follow it.
We'll find it.
Yeah, it's called Wally's on Main Street.
Cool. I want beer.
All right.
Alrighty. And I brought others if you want me to drop it off to you sometime later on or something.
Okay, well, I'll call you back after we record.
Okay, have fun.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, it was good to hear from Lou.
Yeah.
How funny is it that was the same pool hall we were just talking
right,
about?
Right, I know, right? just don't get all, like, gay in there and they won't beat your ass. So, about 6 months ago, I was at the Lake Merriam Starbucks,
mm-hmm.
and there was this guy working there. And he was kind of cute, like, in a dorky way. Like, do you know that guy, Rainn Wilson? I think that's his name, that played on 6 Feet Under. The one that the mom slept with for a little while that was, like, really weird.
Yeah,
he kind of looked like him.
Yes.
Kind of
okay.
like him.
Yeah, that worked there at the business.
Right.
Yeah.
So, one day he was cleaning tables and I was getting up to leave and I just happened to leave my email address on the table.
Or.
With, email me sometime. So he emailed me.
For a good time, email.
It didn't say that.
But I'm sure that's what he got out of it.
Yeah, so...
Well, obviously.
Last Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday, he emailed me. I was like, oh, you know, it's kind of late. I don't think so. He was like, oh, come on. I was like, okay, well, you know, this is where I live. So... oh, my God. At 12:20 in the morning, this asshat...
Douchebag.
Comes to the door and fucking rings the doorbell and the dogs go crazy.
Well, yeah, that's what dogs do.
And I was like, oh my God, you dumb fucker. I want to slap you in the face right now.
I was already had a good sleep on.
Oh yeah.
By then. Yeah.
And what was your thought?
I'm like, who the fuck's ringing the, and then I'm like, oh, Ricky.
So I opened the door and I was like, dude, don't ring the doorbell. What the fuck? That's like trick etiquette. I'm like, you don't ring the doorbell. You knock lightly. Oh, well, I thought about that after I did it.
Dumbass.
Why, you fucker.
That's a true sign of a dumbass. Somebody and, that does shit and then thinks about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So it was totally 12:20 and it was lame. I can't believe I stayed up for that shit.
Mm.
I can't believe I left my email address. I like said later. He was like, okay, I'll call you. I was like, no, don't.
Did you really?
Don't. It was lame.
You're right.
I can't believe I stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning for that.
You're an evil trick.
Well, hey, there's nothing wrong with the truth. Like, if somebody showed up to my door and I was like, that's not what your picture looked like.
Slam. Yeah. What rhymes with dick? Click.
Good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was more, probably one of the most embarrassing things, and that's why it sucks to have a roommate.
Well, that's one
not really sucky, because I like having a roommate.
Yes.
It's just that.
Well,
instant.
You know, I'm not judgmental when it comes to you bringing people over, as long as they don't steal the silverware or something, obviously, but...
Right.
Or stalk, or... Yeah.
Or murder us.
Yeah. But, you know, honestly.
Which is the good thing. The good thing is that if it is a murderer or something that you're talking to, and you could say, well, I do have a roommate, so they'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
They won't come over because they're afraid they'll get caught murdering you.
Well, yeah. But, you know, obviously I did not have to tell you that that was a bad idea because you immediately jumped his ass about ringing the doorbell as soon as you opened the door.
Oh, yeah. God. Embarrassing. And I can't believe I'm talking about this so much because I'm not like these listeners are probably like, I never knew Ricky was this way. They're probably thinking I'm like some nasty whore now or something. It doesn't happen all the time. It's just happened recently.
And it's fun to talk about.
Yeah. And sometimes maybe they're made up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could be.
Made up.
Well, I haven't seen... Actually, I've only seen one, so...
This is true.
You know, as far as I know, you could have rang the doorbell yourself.
Oh, because I'm that sick and sad to ring the doorbell myself. I'm having a trick by myself.
You know, you could at least take a picture of there.
And I slap myself.
I don't hear anything from your room, honestly. Unless you got the earthquake going like me and Chris did.
I can't say I've had that yet. Mm. I was like, oh, Julian, did you feel that earthquake we had last night? Oh, it was caused by you and Chris. All right, next topic. Let's see here. Retard on manhunt.
Yeah.
This involves me.
Again.
All right.
Yeah, this is all your story. So I'm going to let you tell it and grab a drink.
Can you get me some water? My glass is right there next to the refrigerator. Or next to the sink. So I signed up for Manhunt. I've never really gone on there before, and I've heard people on the website. So I signed up for it, and I've had a few messages, and these people are like 67 years old and desperate. Which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not happening. So I get this message from this guy who has a blurry picture, and I'm messaging back and forth with him, and I don't really, you know, I really don't look at his profile at first. I'm like, okay, well, he seems nice, and, you know, we talk back and forth, and then I'm like, so why is your picture blurred? And he's like, did you read my profile? I was like, oh, well, let me go check it out.
Which the moral of the story is always read the profile first. Yeah.
He goes to describe himself, and he says, I am slightly retarded, and if you care about looks, then fuck you. I was like, oh my god, not a retarded boy hit on me. Mm. I was like, oh no. Which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with retarded people, but I don't want to sleep with a retarded person. Or slightly, or major.
You know, every time I used to go to Suncoast, there was always a guy in like the dance club part of it that was in a wheelchair. And I'm like, he wasn't bad looking, but I'm like, I couldn't bring myself to do that, you know? Unless it was like he was only going to be in it for a week, but obviously this guy was...
Right. I'm really not into the equal opportunity everything. Mm-mm. Race, I'm okay with, except for Asians.
You don't like Asians?
Asians are cute. And there are some cute Asians, but as in general, like, Asian guys are always hitting on me online. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, my ass is not a member of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good one. So, yeah, that's the manhead story.
The manhead?
The man, yeah.
He wanted man with the blurred picture. Manhead from the...
Ew.
Retard.
Oh. So,
I thought they called themselves mentally disabled instead of retarded.
Well, they probably do, but I guess I'm rude or something. I don't know.
Well, you said he said retard.
Yeah, he said slightly retarded, so... So, Lakeland's about to come famous again, I believe.
The movie. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if a lot of you know this, but Lakeland was home of Edward Scissorhands. They filmed that here.
With Johnny Depp.
And I think they filmed a little bit of Big Fish here.
They also filmed Wilder Napalm with Dennis Quaid and what the hell's her name? Deborah Winger.
Yeah, and there's a few other movies that have been filmed in Lakeland. But this one's called Endure, and it has the guy from, what are those movies?
Final Destination.
Final Destination, which, you know, they're top quality.
Right.
So, but they've been filming here in where we live.
Our neighborhood, yeah.
In our neighborhood for, what, a week now?
Yeah, I believe so.
And I think they're going to be here a little bit longer. But down by the library area, they've closed all those streets off. So right. I guess there's something going on through there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting if it comes out on movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it comes out on movie theater.
When it comes out on movie theater,
if it's released
y'all.
In theaters, if... You know, if it's going to be a big enough movie for it to actually hit theaters.
Oh, you mean not straight to video.
Right. Because, you know, it is in Lakeland, so that could be a possibility. Did you give me tap water? Mm. With ice?
Mm-hmm.
you know, because we have a water container in the refrigerator.
Well, I didn't think about that.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a bad co-host.
We have one more item, and that's Julian picking the table.
Julian picking the table?
Mm-hmm. You picked the table today for us to eat?
Oh. Yeah.
So you want to talk about it?
No.
Why not?
All I wanted to do was watch the Chinese ladies at the food court go, "You want bourbon chicken? You want bourbon chicken? Orange chicken? Orange chicken?" And there was a fucking Latino girl talk Latino when we went through the line, but as soon as she picked up that toothpick, it was bourbon chicken, bourbon chicken.
Chinese.
She was faking a Chinese accent.
Yes. And she was very good at that.
Well, hell, I could do it.
So we sat there the whole time and watched people go, "No, ma'am." And she's like, "No, you take it." And they took it. I was like, oh, okay.
They know how to.
And the one lady was like, "Well, we're getting ready to order here." "No, take it. Take it.
Take card. Take card." They were giving away some kind of card where you punch it 10 times and get a.
Yeah, I probably will never go there 10 times.
A toothpick free.
Right.
Yeah, you pick your teeth.
A toothpick free. Oh, we have swine in Florida, swine flu.
Yeah.
In Pinellas County and some other county.
It ain't in Polk County yet.
It's getting scurry. I'm surprised it didn't start in Polk. Just saying.
Yeah, when a meth lab blew up.
So we have some phone calls. You want to go through them?
Mm-hmm.
Phone calls.
No.
Oh, still not.
No.
Lou, could you, like, please work on that for us? Because we really need that. All right, here we go. First phone call.
Hey, girl, and ladies and gentlemen, it's Trucker Mike. Just calling to say congratulations on a 3-year anniversary. And I need some assistance from everybody. For some reason, I physically cannot get in Emily's butt. So, yes, leave your comments and whatnot. Hopefully this gets posted on the next episode. Ricky, I love you, buddy. Holla back.
Take some of that goddamn railroad tracks out of your penis, and then you might be able to.
But previously, he has done it before.
With the piercings?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And she likes it.
Mm.
But for some reason, he says he's having issues. And I said, well, maybe you need more lube. He goes, I've put so much lube on my hand that I actually get off before I get it in her butt. I was like, oh. Wow.
Well, maybe he needs to stick a couple fingers up there and loosen things up a little bit before he tries.
That's true.
Insertion.
I just find that totally awkward that women like butt sex. I mean, I need to know what it does for them.
Yeah, because they don't have a prostate, do they?
Right, no. So I don't know what exactly it does.
I don't know.
Maybe it rubs the other side of their vagina wall.
Please never say vagina wall again.
Does it make you feel uncomfy?
It makes me feel queasy.
Excuse me. I have someone chatting with me. Let's listen to the next call.
Hey, Ricky. This is David at Blue Jean Sky giving you a belated congratulations on 3 years of podcasting. That's really a wonderful thing to know that you're still doing this. And, I mean, I know that it's not been easy for you, given the number of cast changes that you've had in the show. But I just wanted to
say,
keep up the good work, guy. And it's good to hear basically your voice each and every time. So keep it up, and I'll always be listening. And I will be speaking with you soon. Bye.
Well, was it that sweet?
It was sweet. I like how he made the whole phone call about me.
Honey, we never left you.
Oh, okay, good. I thought maybe you did.
When there was only one set of footprints in the sand, Jesus was on your back. Zombie Jesus.
Pulling at my veins in my neck.
Zombie Jesus with the swimmer's body.
With the tuxedo shirt?
Yeah.
And braided hair with a bandana.
And Jesus sandals.
With a beer and a cigarette in a hand.
So do they call them Jesus sandals when Jesus wore them?
I don't know. That's interesting. Probably not Jesus sandals. They were probably like Caesar sandals. Like what, Julius Caesar.
Wasn't Caesar after Jesus?
I think he was before, wasn't he? I don't know. Who cares? Right, next call.
Hey, Ricky, this is DQ Rick, the Dairy Fairy calling. Just in the middle of listening to...
He works at Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Your last episode of Foul Monkeys. And I believe it's episode 210. And you're talking about Elvis. And Elvis being dead. I beg to differ. Elvis is not dead. I saw him last night in a UFO. He was hanging out with Imelda Marcos and John Kennedy.
I'm the one that said he was alive and he was making peanut butter and nana cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory.
Peanut butter and nana cheesecake.
They're going to have to listen a little bit more closely.
Well, you know, it is all about mutual.
Well.
I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one.
Well.
Wait, just to remind everyone, let's just remind everyone of the show's
oh,
about
you
me.
You had to play that, didn't you? Fuck you, Julian.
Just a reminder, here we go.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky.
And people.
And people.
And people.
Yeah.
No one else has names but me. Good one, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
So we got an email from Martin. Doesn't say where he's from. Let's see. I love the show and had to turn off the diarrhea. Wait, did I read this last time?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I love the show and had to turn off the diarrhea episode in the middle of math class. The inappropriate laughter was getting me some funny stares. Anywho, thought you might like this. And he gave me a YouTube video. Keep up the good work. Peace and happiness. M or Mark. Or Martin. Excuse me. So I responded back to him. And he said, I try to listen to as many different podcasts as possible. And I have been listening for the past 3 weeks. I stumbled across yours under the suggestions to the side of the awful show. I subscribed and trying to get through all the episodes, a very notable task. I am technically not signed into iTunes, so I can't leave a review, but I definitely told my friends about the show. And in gym class and regaled? Mm-hmm. Is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
Is that told? I'm stupid. I'm in college, y'all. And regaled my gym class with the various meanings of omelets. Happy 3-year anniversary. Martin, which makes me think, how old are you, Martin? I hope you're at least 18 because you're supposed to be.
Yeah, FYI. Why am I the one sitting over here with only a high school education and I'm the one that has to define words for you?
I know. It's because I'm Spanish. I'm Spanish. I don't know all the English words.
You are the lightest Spanish person I have ever seen in my life. If you were any whiter, you'd be clear. What color he is? Clear.
So I responded back, and he said, he explained to me that the podcast is called The Awful Show, which I haven't heard of it, so I'll have to check that out.
Gotcha.
He said he also listens to the PNS Explosion. He must be from Chicago, because he said he supports the local podcasters. He says, is it okay if I mention you on my YouTube videos? Sure, of course.
Absolutely.
And he said, when you're watching Pirates of Penzance, mm-hmm. and it flows into your pants, diarrhea.
That was creative. I'll give you that.
Good one, Martin.
Yeah.
The next, we had an email from Trucker Alex, and he actually sent us an application for the iPhone. It's called Poop Jokes. So, of course, we have to do this.
Isn't he the same one that sent the urinal?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So, like, I looked on this, and... it has, like, different terms for different kinds of poopers. So, this is Pooping at Work, Part 14, The Flyby.
Okay.
The definition. The act of scouting out a bathroom before pooping. Walk in and check for other poopers. If there are others in the bathroom, leave and come back again. Be careful not to become a frequent flyer. People may become suspicious if they catch you constantly going into the bathroom.
Yeah, like you're trolling for dick like a U.S. senator or something.
Right. So this is...
You know,
turtle poop. The kind of poop that pops out a little and goes back in a few times before it finally comes out.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not as into the scat and related issues as you might be.
Listen to this one. The Lincoln Log. The kind of poop that is so huge, you're afraid to flush without first breaking it into little pieces with the plunger. Oh, tears.
That is fucking disgusting.
Oh, God. What did the cannibal do after he dumped his girlfriend? He wiped his butt.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, we'll save a couple of those for next time.
Yay, we have something to look forward to.
All right, here we go, another call.
When you're out getting a facial and your greyhound's shit's quite spatial, diarrhea.
I think that might be for you, Julian.
Yeah.
And by facial, I'm pretty sure he doesn't mean at the makeup counter.
I was at Clinique. I swear.
Oh, is that his Spanish name?
El Clinico.
El Clinico. That was Lou, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, next call.
Hello, fellow monkeys. Lou here. And my question to you guys would be, have you decided on any kind of a video idea? Because I'm dying to make another one with y'all. So, let's put our minds together and fix something up. If you want to ask the fans for some ideas, let's do that too. Thank you.
Well, obviously, since we can't... I'm talking weird. Obviously, since we can't count on Nicole for anything, it'll have to be a video with just the two of us.
What should we do? What video? One that is not dirty and we don't have to charge for. Because if it's dirty, we have to charge for it.
Oh, I'm not doing a dirty video.
Oh, you tend to do those for free, right?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Should we do another music video or should we do like a movie trailer?
I've never tried acting before.
Oh, you should see my acting. It's wonderful. Hey, stop it, Storm.
I have this cream delivery for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, give it to me.
You want my cream?
Oh, I want your cream. Real bad. But right here.
I can probably lip sync just as good as...
just as good as me.
You didn't. The hold on video, yes.
I bet you can't molest rocks like I did.
I bet I wouldn't try.
All right, next call.
Hey, short busters. All right, so you wanted some questions and junk and stuff. Okay. Explain to me two things. The appeal of Julia Roberts and why Meg Ryan has a career. Really, what the fuck? What's up with this? All right, that's it. Bye.
All right, let's pause for a second.
Hey, okay, we're short back. Busters. All right, so...
So what was his question? It was about Julia Roberts, right?
Yeah.
Should we play it again?
Yeah, because I missed the second part.
Okay, here we go.
You wanted some questions and junk and stuff. Okay. Explain to me two things. The appeal of Julia Roberts and why Meg Ryan has a career. Really, what the fuck? What's up with this? All right, that's it. Bye.
Well, I think Julia Roberts has a valid acting career. I think she's kind of pretty, too.
I don't like her lips.
Her upstairs or downstairs lips?
Ugh. The only lips I've seen on her.
Which are her downstairs lips?
Right. They're all big and poofy.
And Meg Ryan, no ma'am, stop. Because she's got some fucked up lips now. And she really doesn't have an acting career, so stop.
You know, I don't have a lot of opinion on
it. Not so cute anymore. She used to be like America's Sweetheart kind of girl, but...
Mm. With her cute little button nose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, you're ugly bitch. Nah. And stop acting. So that's our answer.
Okay.
One more. Here we go.
Hey guys, at Fell Monkey, this is Tom from Tom Takes on the World.
Oh, we actually have two more.
I just have a question. You said you'll call us and ask crazy questions. So here's the crazy question of the day. If you were a screenwriter and had, let's say, $50 million to create a movie, what would the movie be about? There you go. And also, who would star in your movie? Let me know. Thanks, and keep on listening.
How about his voice kind of makes me horny?
Maybe he's got a career that he doesn't know about in phone sex.
I know, right? That's crazy.
If you had $50 million, and
what would you do me?
And a condom and lube. What would you do? What would you do?
So a screenplay, a movie. I don't know.
I think I'd make it about my life.
The life of a DJ, of a horror DJ?
The fun parts of my life.
Oh.
Not the shitty parts of my life. Or at least the entertaining parts of my life, I would say.
Maybe we should do a movie about both of our lives and then how they combine together to make one fabulous movie.
That could work, too.
And we'd have to have a... Well, for Julian, we'd have a Joan Crawford lookalike play him. We didn't even talk about the porch cleaning, but we won't go there until next time.
Right.
Because we're already at 46 minutes.
Wow.
I know, right? And then, who would play my part?
Tom Arnold.
Yeah, I guess. He's in this movie that they're filming.
I know.
That's weird. Is he here?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, my God.
Tom Arnold is in Lakeland.
Wow, Tom Arnold. We're hitting it big here. So, no, $50 million. I don't think I want to spend 50. Did he say 50 million or 500 million?
No, he said 50.
That's a lot of money. That's Can we just do a short film?
That's like what they spent on Waterworld. I'd say we spent $1 million on the film, and the other 49 we go to have a fucking beach resort.
We could go on a podcast like extravaganza trip and meet all of our fans.
All 50 of them?
Yeah. Except for Alaska, because, well...
We might run into Sierra.
Sierra, and we don't want to run over her.
You betcha.
You betcha.
Wow.
All right, so last call. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky, the cute one. Oh. Hey, Nicole. Love you. Miss you. Want you back.
What, no hate of me?
I guess
fuck you,
hello
then.
To he who shall not be named. This is Joe, just calling to touch base and say hey, because I love the show, and I actually love listening to the last one, even with he who shall be remain nameless. If Ricky does get a hold of he who is without name because he's dead to me then, you could ask him what the most outrageous story he has for being a DJ and hooking up as a DJ would have been. That might have been a wonderful payback for putting all of Ricky's hoish business out there on the street. love the show, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Joe, for calling.
All right, Joe. Well, this is he who shall not be named, or he who shall remain nameless, otherwise known as Julian, the cute one. Anyway, I don't know if this is the most outrageous story, but it is a good story.
Okay.
And it's one that popped right into my head. Not long after I started DJing, they remodeled the bar, and they had mirrors down, you know, both sides of the bar. Well, some guy come up in the booth, and we were flirting, and one thing led to another, and he was, like, ended up going down on me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, later, after it was all said and done, I went out to get a drink, and the bartender, who was, you know, a flaming bitch, he's like, oh, good show. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, you didn't realize everybody could see you in the fucking reflection on the mirror. I'm like, oh.
Oh. That is a good one.
Yeah.
I love it.
Shortly thereafter, I had a door put on the booth.
Wow.
Yeah. So everybody in the bar watched me get a Hummer from whoever it was.
Oh, whoever it was.
Well, not everybody sticks in my mind that does that.
Wow. Okay, we're going to end it at that.
All right.
So, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Facebook us, MySpaces, Frapper Map us. Leave an iTunes review. We'd greatly appreciate it. And we have to go eat, motherfuckers. We're hungry.
We got some baby back ribs.
And I got to go meet Trucker Alex and all that good stuff. So we will talk to you later. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And thank you for downloading episode 212.
Peace.